How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I want to thank you for joining me here today. And I would like to share another idea that can really help you live a happy, joyous life, and also help you to really understand people better. It may actually be a shocking experience if you actually practice what I'm about to share with you. So the idea is on learning how to really put yourself in another person's shoes, and also about really learning about ourselves at a deep level. So for the experiment, I want you to think of a person in your life or that you know that you really dislike or that really irritates you. And I want you to think about all the things that this person possesses or does that really that irritates you. And after you maybe make a list of certain things or just even the main thing that irritates you about this person, jot it down. And I want you then to just contemplate or maybe meditate on it, of possibly seeing how this thing or this behavior exists within you. Because, you know, oftentimes people are like mirrors to the parts or aspects of ourselves that we turn away from, that we, you know, maybe only try to see 50% or totally just try to avoid seeing because, you know, we don't like to see the ugly side of ourselves. But, you know, just for the sake of this experiment, you know, and for the sake of personal growth, try your best to be sincere. And just try to remember the times that maybe you acted in the way that you are condemning this person. And the purpose of this is just to see that, you know, even though we are seeing this behavior in another person at the time, and we may not be currently be behaving in the same way, doesn't mean that we don't have the capacity to act in the same way as well. So this is just to remind us that we have also acted in ways that we may not be proud of in our past. So, you know, there's a quote by Jesus that I think is very helpful in this, and where he says, you know, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And here the meaning that I get is, you know, a lot of us, our behavior is dictated by our unconscious habits. So many times we behave in ways that are not very conscious. You know, we are totally under the power of our social conditionings, our mental conditionings, of our memories, of our old behaviors, of our old habits. So it's not like we are acting with complete consciousness, with our own volition. So in that same way, we need to, when we look at other people's behavior, we need to not be so quick to judge and understand that many of us, we're under the complete power of these habits. And yes, they may not be very, flattering habits. You know, they're not friendly habits. So in that understanding, we need to have compassion for our fellow human beings, for our fellow brothers and sisters, by understanding that, you know, sometimes they are under the complete power of this habit. So we should have compassion, and also to remember that in the past we may have acted in similar ways. So in that understanding, we can know where they're coming from. So now I want to move on to an exercise that can help you put yourself in another person's shoes. So this experiment entails that in the morning when you wake up and you're, you know, brushing your teeth, and you know, many of us have, you know, brushing our teeth, we have a mirror where we can see our reflection. So this exercise deals with transferring our attention to the mirror, to our image in the mirror. So what you can do is really try to transfer your attention into the image in the mirror of yourself and get a feel like as if you were in the, your attention was in the mirror and you were in the reflection, and now you have transported yourself into the reflection until you get a sense of, like you are in the mirror looking back at yourself. And if you really try this and do this, you will really get a sense for it and a feel that you are in the mirror looking back at yourself. And the reason because for this is because our attention is the most powerful thing, you know, and at the very intimate level, our attention is connected to our higher true identity, our higher self. It's the link which links us to our big I and not our little I. So by doing this, by really getting that sense of moving your attention into the mirror, as I describe, you will get a feeling that you are now in the mirror looking back at your physical body. And the reason that this is helpful is because this is just an exercise of moving our attention and then also learning to sense the energy and the deeper meaning behind the mirror appearance. Because here, like I say, attention is life. So once you get good at doing this, then in your day-to-day life, when you're dealing with people, you can use your knowledge, like I said earlier, of our past experiences of understanding people's behavior and how we have acted in the past in similar ways. And then also adding this new dimension of this experiment of placing your attention in the mirror that I mentioned. Now you can do this by transferring your attention to this person and really getting a sense of being this person. So using this exercise, you can get a deeper experience and deeper sense of what this person is really thinking, feeling, and sensing. And in doing that, it will really help you to better understand this person and deal with this person better. And also, this can be a way to a deeper sense of compassion for other people, because if you really practice what I'm saying and you and that that experiment really clicked with you of what I was trying to convey, you may have this experience of where it can be quite shocking, where you really sense that you are that person. And in doing that, you know, you may really come to feel a sense of compassion, because you will really feel like you are going through whatever that person may be going. And if it's a difficult situation, you'll feel like you're going through it. And in this understanding, you'll really, you know, maybe be able to cut somebody some slack, because you really will feel the energy that that person is living with. So this can be a really profound and helpful experiment. So I encourage you to try it, and let me know if you have any additional insights or how your experience goes, or if this was helpful. I would be really curious. And another curious thing that you may come to find as a result of practicing these ideas that I mentioned is that this person that I had you think about that really irritates you, you know, after a while you may come to see the person in a whole new light, because after really understanding those things that irritate you in that person, and then being able to see that maybe some of these things exist in you as well, you know, they'll lose their hold on you by really seeing these things clearly from a space of clarity. These things may fall away, and by doing that, you may come to see this person with fresh new eyes. I also made a video on how to see the world with fresh new eyes that will be helpful and accompany this video as well, so check that out. So when you see this person with fresh new eyes, a very funny thing can happen is that this person that you swore you hated, you may actually come to see things that you like about this person. Because when your image, mental image, and this memory you carried about this person falls away, it allows for something new to come in. And you might be shocked that actually something will come in which that you actually see something that you overlooked that you actually like about this person. And in this way, maybe your enemies can become your friends. So that's the idea that I want to share with you guys. I hope I explained it enough. And if you have any other questions, type them below in the comments. And if you found this video useful, please share with your friends who may find it helpful. And please subscribe and hit that notification bell to be notified of when I release new content. And, you know, I really appreciate you sharing your precious time with me. Because, like, as I mentioned, you know, your attention is the most precious thing. So I really appreciate you being here with me. And also thank you if you do help share my videos and being a direct part of my little YouTube journey. So thank you guys, and I hope you're doing well. Peace.